"Oh, David," she sighed, "I'm afraid I have some unfortunate news. Your sister, Mai, started decorating for our celebration. While hanging the lights, she fell off the ladder and broke her leg badly. The ambulance took her to City Hospital. Of course, our party has been canceled. But will she be okay? I couldn't believe it. Man, that was unbelievably horrible, and I felt so sorry for Mai. I had broken my arm once, so I had empathy for her. Mrs. Olson came over and joined us, asking if we'd heard any news from the hospital. Mom shook her head and explained that Mai had had an operation about an hour ago. Mom said that she had called the hospital several times, but there was still no news. Then she turned to me and asked me for my cooperation. Mom said that it was imperative we get to the hospital immediately. "Wait just a second," Mrs. Olson said, jumping to her feet and almost knocking Tiger off the railing. "I'll pick some flowers for Mai from my garden. Perhaps their bright colors and sweet fragrance will cheer her up." Chapter 2. Poor Mai. When we saw Mai, I was shocked, as she looked all bruised and scared. "Oh, Mai," I cried without thinking. Mom was so upset that her voice trembled, and she could hardly force the words out of her mouth. "That stupid ladder," Mai groaned, trying to put on a brave face. "My leg's broken in two places, and I'll probably miss the rest of the soccer season." And then she started to cry.